This is Twit.
So anyway, we actually got a pretty big update rolling out this week. If you've got a Google account, now this kind of strays a little bit away from Android, but it is Google related and it will affect you. It'll affect you primarily on the desktop, but I'll tell you in a second how this is going to affect your messaging on Android. So Google Workspace apps, they are now available for everyone with a Google account. This includes Google Docs, Google Docs, Gmail, I have to recall it in my mind. And the last one is Google Chat. So that's the big one that is coming through. You can finally replace Hangouts as the default chat app within Gmail. You can go in, if you go to my article, Gizmodo, I walk you through how to do that. It's very easy once you find the settings, which we know are still buried deep, deep, deep in the masses of the Gmail menu structure. And then once you set the setting is under Chats and Meets. And once you set it as Google Chat, you're going to get that new interface pop up. Now, Google Chat is going to give you access to rooms. And when you create a room, which is essentially a group chat, that then unlocks Spaces, which is part of the new initiative that Google showed off at Google I.O., kind of like new collaboration tools where you can go in and like have a spreadsheet together and add tasks and look at a calendar, and then everybody leaves each other a little message. So now if you want to do it with a family or a bunch of friends, so you want to plan a barbecue for 4th of July and you need to figure out like, you know, ingredients and who should bring what, now you can do that through Google Chat. You just have to go and set that as your default. Google Chat is also on Android, just as it is on the desktop. It's a new experience. And if you're wondering if this is it for Google's messaging strategy, the answer to that is we have no idea, because this announcement was buried inside of a blog post announcing Workspace apps. So
who the heck knows?
Yeah. We don't know. It's
I had been using some of these features in my Gmail account for work. So I'd kind of been getting used to the kind of Meet and Chat interface. Although I never used chat, Google Chat for any of my work communications. So it went largely unused. But now that it's over in my personal, I activated it and I have the new UI. I wish I could show it off without showing everybody all of my email, so I'm not going to. But up in the top right hand corner next to my search bar, I have a little status area that's really easy for me to switch from active to do not disturb to whatever that ties into my chat. So that's nice, I suppose, so that people don't, you know, message me when I'm busy. So far it looks good. But I do find myself a little tenuous for some reason about turning off Hangouts and like updating my wife's messaging from Hangouts, which is still what we use to this day to message each other. I'd say about half the time we're using Hangouts just because she got so used to it years ago. And, you know, she definitely likes to stick with what works, and that works for us. But now I'm kind of in the point where it's like, oh, well, maybe now make sure that she's moved over in Gmail, install the app on her phone, and then cross fingers that we don't end up in some, you know, wormhole where it's like, well, why don't we just move back to Hangouts?
Here's the thing that will happen is when you do a Google Chat feature, because I've been using it for a couple months now. Like you, Jason, I use Hangouts with my husband, and I also have a couple of friends on there that just, they know that's an easy line to me. So we got into the habit of using Hangouts. I'm trying to get everybody to Google Chat, but the app is really slow on desktop. Yeah, because the thing is, I have a really long chat history with my husband. And so it takes a while for all that to load, which makes me feel like I'm missing out on some of the features that I would like to use. But I default to Hangouts because it loads faster. So when you do a chats feature in Hangouts, it'll say download and install Google Chat to get this like Prime feature or whatever, because it's not supported by Hangouts. So people will gradually be, you know, shifting over to that, I think, per like Google's own onboarding, like, hey, it's time for you to move, go download this for more information. So I think that's how they're going to slowly transition everyone. But there's no blog post about it.
which is weird because normally there is, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I thought that was odd too. Yeah.
Huh.
It was that just like weird. Buried in this blog post, and everybody's kind of confused.
Huh. Yeah, that is strange. Lee Woods in our Discord, in the Club Twit Discord, said, and I had thought about this for a while because Hangouts used to kind of do this, and now I kind of wish it did. He says, he or she says, I wish Google would just give the option for users to use Google Messages SMS/RCS as fallback in Google Chat. And now that you mentioned it, I kind of wish that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish that was the case too. It's just kind of a bummer that it doesn't. Maybe someday, I don't know. There you go. There's something about the Google Chat, like the actual chat interface that's not embedded in Gmail that I don't care for. I don't know. I'm looking at it right now and it's very, very stark.
My computer's old. It's 6-7 years old now. I really need to upgrade it, but this chip and GPU shortage has been awful for building a new computer.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
until then, I'm testing apps the way that most of the population of people are using it, not just our like tech, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're used to like using this stuff, or we have machines that can maybe handle this. And if it's loading this slow, this is not something somebody's going to want to use.
Yeah.
You know what's faster than Google Chat? WhatsApp on the web.
So good. I love WhatsApp on the web.
Immediately. That is just like loads.
That has been the game changer.
All the messages.
For me. Yeah.
Totally agree. WhatsApp on the web requires a connection to your phone in order to do it. That's different with Google Chat. With Google Chat, it's all in the cloud, right? Like you don't have to sync it.
What's interesting, though, is that once you. Actually, because this happened to me just this past weekend. Once you scan the QR code and sync your phone to WhatsApp on the web, your phone needs to be connected.
Yeah.
The other day when my phone was in the car playing YouTube music for the kids so they could hear their Disney songs while they drove around, and I ran into the house and my wife took the car and took the kids to her parents' house. I did not have my phone on me, but I was able to text her via WhatsApp on the desktop to let her know that she has my phone.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
You did it from a trusted device, which WhatsApp established.
Yeah, right.
This saga is never ending, y'all. Like, we're never just ending. Never...
I don't think we could handle it if Google solved this saga.
That's
I don't think
like
we,
when,
we'd know what to do with ourselves.
When a boyfriend... you know, eventually decides he wants to be with you. Well, what the heck am I supposed to do now? Like, does this mean we start our life together?
Is gone. There's no more pursuit. What are you left with?